We're live. We are live. This Woo-hoo. Is so exciting. Rhea
is to be here.
I know, and it's amazing to have you here. Rhea is a good friend, and we do some work stuff together, and she's amazing. And it's the first time she's on a LinkedIn Live. So she's like, what happens? And I said, we just chat, and people might give comments. They might tell us they're here. That we've got children. I've got children smashing stuff around in the house. We've both got kiddies, four kids for me and two for Rhea. But Rhea, I would love you to introduce yourself to everyone. We will have people watching live, but most of the people will probably be coming afterwards. If you are watching live, say hi. If it's a replay, you are so welcome to be here. And it also goes on my podcast as well. So fabulous. Thank you, Rhea.
Thank you. And thank you for having me. It's an absolute pleasure to be here. So what can I tell you about me? So I am a television presenter. I present on Lorraine, which is on ITV every Friday. I cover all their showbiz and entertainment news. But I'm also the founder of Wonder Women TV, which is a women's network, which I set up 5 years ago. And it's all about, at the very core of what we do, it's all about championing and elevating women from diverse backgrounds to do really well and get ahead in television specifically, because that's my area of expertise.
Yeah, I love that.
That's me in a nutshell. Mother of two, wife of one, and just trying to survive in life in lockdown.
And you've got your new doggy, is that right?
Yes, we got a puppy, Ruby.
Oh, little Ruby. Hope Ruby's going to behave herself today. So Rhea, I remember chatting to you about Wonder Woman. I can't remember how long ago was it that we were sitting at the kitchen table and talking about your business plan, and you were like, it's going to be big, I've got this dream, I'm going to do it, and however many years later, you're doing it, and it's amazing.
Wonder
how long
Women,
ago
yes.
was that? Was that five well, years ago?
Yeah, it was about 5 years ago that we initially talked about it. And it was always a passion project of mine to create something that championed diverse female stories. Because at the time, this was way before Me Too, before panel discussions really got into the kind of nitty gritty of how people got to where they are in their careers. And I felt like it was a real industry lack in television, that kind of sharing of how people got to the level that they're at in their careers. But also because I mentor a lot of young people through the Media Trust, and I was a bit concerned that they were coming to me with, you know, only thinking that the possible careers for them in the industry were to either be a TV presenter or a director, and there are literally hundreds of roles in television. So I wanted to create something that championed women that were doing really well in the sector, but also show the breadth of roles, and also show people that you can sidestep in your career at middle management and still be successful, or you can come in from other sectors, because the skills that you've got and that experience is, you know, they're all transferable. So that was it at its kind of core, and then it's very quickly evolved, because we started off with a digital talk show, which we filmed 4 episodes, and that did really well on
I
the
remember
website.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. And the feedback from viewers was that they wanted to come to a live event where they got to actually meet the women that were featured in the show. And so that's how Wonder Women Live evolved into this live event that we hold every year for International Women's Day. And it's happening virtually next week, so you must come. From that, I remember you sitting me down saying, yeah, but what about a podcast? And I was like, oh, I mean, I don't know if I've got the time to do a podcast. But actually, that's actually been something that I really enjoy doing, because you get to interview just one woman, one senior industry leader, with a lot more depth. There's a lot more, we go deeper into the conversation of, you know, how they got to where they are in their careers. And that's something I really enjoy doing. I mean, just this month, I interviewed Lorraine Kelly, who's been, you know, the queen of daytime television for the past 35 years. And we got to speak to Jo Malone, Kay Mellor, right. Some really, really incredible women. And it's just evolved from that. I mean, just this year, we launched the first ever Wonder Women Mentoring Program. And that's something I'm really proud of about, because, you know, we're directly helping elevate the next generation of leaders in television.
It's amazing. It's amazing to see all the things that you are doing with Wonder Woman and how it's growing. And so let's go back. So the first live event, I mean, looking back on it, it was quite incredible. I think, like, when I try and get people to sign up to a webinar or a masterclass and it's online, I'm kind of quite amazed if I get 100. But did you get 100 people to actually come to a live event? Yeah. Thinking back, that is huge. And it was it paid as well? No, it's such a big thing, because going to an online masterclass for an hour in your lunch break is very different to paying for something and traveling and committing to it. And it was huge. Mm. And I just remember being quite blown away, because you had all these women in the audience. And then you had some amazing panelists, and then everyone did their networking afterwards, didn't they? Which I think is very important. You know, from what I understand, it's very important to you, the networking side of things. And I think that is key. But
it's massive. It's massive, especially in television, because, you know, the majority of the sector are freelance. And so that's how people secure their next job. You know, it's really, really crucial. Networking plays a massive part in our industry. So for me, when I was, you know, creating the event, yes, it was about championing those female stories and having real substance and that opportunity for the audience to ask questions to the panel. But it was also about connecting people, facilitating that connection, you know, providing that access to amazing women that some of those people would never get the access to.
So have you had any nice stories? Because presumably, as you said, you know, in your day, sort of on a day-to-day basis, you're not getting access to talk to women or network with other women necessarily in that industry. So have you heard any great stories about things that have happened from those connections?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was approached by one executive producer in the first year, who said that in her 30 years of working in television, she has never been to an event like that. And she said, you know, what you've created is magic. So keep on doing it. So that was just the best feedback.
Amazing.
But we've had people who've secured jobs by coming to our events, who found mentors through our events. So it's amazing that we've been able to create this really positive, empowering energy where women are helping each other and elevating each other in the process.
Mm. You inspired me actually, Ria, to set up my little my network growth collab, because I saw you doing it for your niche, and I just thought it's so lovely, isn't it, to connect people, bring them together. I'm not sure I could pull off a 100 person live event, which I just thought
you
was brilliant.
Could.
It was so much fun. And I think it's your positivity as well that I think everyone is obviously attracted to. But it's so nice to hear that's also facilitating these amazing relationships. And also, as you said, in your industry, networking and mentoring and things like that are so key, because that's how you get your next job. So I would love to know so one of the things that happened quite early on is you set up an advisory board, and you asked me to be on it, and you asked another. Group of amazing women. I can't remember how many. Is there six or seven in total?
There's six.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just really interested to know if you could explain to everyone why you did that, because I personally think it's a great move, but I very rarely see people at very early stages getting kind of advisory boards or really reaching out to help. A lot of people are just trying to do it on their own. So I'd love to know what your thought was behind that. And then, you know, the next question come on to it would be like, how did you go about deciding who you wanted and how to approach them?
Yeah. So like you said, it's really important to recognize that we can't do everything on our own. And I think it's important that you admit that to yourself, because you can save yourself a whole load of pain and frustration trying to do everything yourself. It was actually suggested by my mentor, Dawn McCarthy Simpson, who is a brilliant, brilliant person, who I actually approached on LinkedIn to ask to be my mentor. And I would encourage other people to do the same. You know, if there's someone out there that you admire and you're watching their work and you think, do you know what, that person's got brilliant expertise in a certain area that I could really tap into and learn from, then you shouldn't hold back. You should absolutely approach them and ask the question. And Dawn, you know, met with me. She loved my enthusiasm and passion and drive, and could really see, you know, Wonder Women growing in a big way. And she suggested having an advisory board because, number one, it adds credibility to your brand if you assemble a great group of experts. But also, like we said, that you've got, you know, a collective group of people and minds around that table that can help feed in ideas and help steer the direction and growth of your brand as it evolves. So for me, it was looking at different areas where I knew I'd need to tap into that expertise. And that's why I approached you, Emmy, as a marketing specialist. I knew you would be incredibly valuable. And also as a friend, you know, you're really personable. So I knew I could speak to you on a deeper level. Having a lawyer, really important to have that legal expertise as you're growing a brand. So I approached Hayley Brady to be a lawyer. Communications, I mean, my background before I became a television presenter was in publicity. I was a publicity manager for various brands in entertainment, always in the TV sector. But I thought it'd be good to have somebody who has more of a global and corporate communications specialism. So that's how I approached Sharon Esselden. And then obviously Dawn McCarthy Simpson, she has that global strategic vision. And yeah, we've just evolved. And Remy Olajoyabi as well, we brought in because she's got fantastic business acumen. You know, she's done amazing things in the business space. And yeah, it's been something that has been very empowering, very, it's very supportive and it's very encouraging. And in the very early days, we would meet, you remember, quite, it was quarterly, and we'd all meet together and we'd get this brilliant energy and this, you know, thoughts and discussions going. But as the brand has grown, we've stepped away, and instead I reconnect with people on a one-to-one basis as and when I need to. And I find that works really well as well. So it's about being flexible.
It's amazing, isn't it? I think, as you said, to have, you've almost got this supportive network of people who've got your back and they're cheering you on from the sidelines, and they've got their expertise. And, you know, things like the legal, just, it's so easy to make little mistakes when you're growing your business around the legal things or anything really, wasting money on things or not having a proper strategy or plan. And I think if you've got those supportive people in the background just cheering you on, that you can just, like you sometimes do with me, just give me a quick call and just say, what do you think about this? You're going to, as you said, you're learning from people who've already got that expertise. And I always say, I think having a non-exec director or a board advisor or a coach or, you know, someone else who's got a holistic view maybe, or who's got an outside perspective, can really help. And so that's really interesting that you value your advisory board so much. And then now you've gone on to launch your own mentorship for Wonder Women. So yeah. I'd love to hear about that, because that's amazing. That launched this year.
January. Yes, all in the middle of a pandemic. Why not?
Amazing.
And actually, it's been a very positive thing to launch in this year, actually. I think it's going to be worth its weight in gold when we reflect next January on the progress that the women have made. I mean, we promoted the programme at the end of last year. We had hundreds of applications. We shortlisted it down to 17. And I'm really proud of the fact that I managed to assemble an incredible cohort of mentors from across the television sector, really senior women from across all of the broadcasters and some of the major indies, who have all committed a year of their time to mentoring these women for the you know, for the next 12 months. They meet once a month for just an hour. But in addition to that, the mentees receive a 90-minute masterclass as well. And that's brilliant, because we've curated the masterclasses to directly address some of the issues that the women felt hold them back in their careers, because we asked them to complete a survey when they submitted their application. So we're really directly impacting, you know, a diverse group of women who have the potential to be the leaders of television in the future.
That's amazing. And congratulations getting all those mentors on board, because I imagine that took some time just and energy just to reach out and to share your vision and your passion and your ideas and then get people to sign up for it.
It's funny, because it actually wasn't that complicated, because I've been in the sector for 15 years. Yeah, I've got a really strong network with women in television. I've you know, been mentored myself through women in television. I'm very connected. I'm a good networker. And so actually that wasn't the toughest part. That was quite straightforward. But I'm really proud of the fact that the cohort of mentees that we have got on the programme are women who are unrepresented in the sector. So that 70% of them are women of colour, 58% of them live outside of London, 47% are working class. So we're directly impacting an underrepresented group in the sector. So that's my main thing that I'm most proud of so far.
That's amazing. And did you have a mass of people applying?
Yes, and it's just so encouraging because it means that, you know, there's obviously a want and need there. And so, yeah, I'm really excited to grow the program and continue it for the next couple of years and see where it takes us. I'd love That's to have brilliant. 50 pairs next year. That would be good.
That would be amazing. And you're then sitting in on the group masterminds every month, but then the mentoring mm-hmm. happens outside in their own yeah. time. That's fantastic. I think mentoring it's so needed, isn't it? And I think, as you said, if you're helping underrepresented people to get support and inspiration and help from people that are, you know, already doing really well, then it just makes such a difference, doesn't it? And it's the same Absolutely. Thing. It's just to know that you've got someone who cares and who's supporting you on your journey. So, Rhea, I would love to know, what's the long-term vision for Wonder Women?
I don't know if I want to disclose it yet. I don't know if I'm ready to disclose it. You'll have to watch this space, but it's exciting.
Is this something that is going to be a global initiative, or is it just Possibly. For the UK, or is that all a big secret?
Well, if there's one thing I've learned through being mentored by Dawn McCarthy Simpson, it's to think globally, think big. You know, if it scares you, absolutely go for it. So watch this space. Exciting things are on the way.
I know they are. So, and my last question for you, because I like to keep these short and sweet, is if you could impart a bit of advice to someone, you know, a founder who was in your shoes, whatever it was, 5-6 years ago with that dream. And it was a dream at that point, wasn't it? You know, what would you say?
I would say absolutely believe in your ideas. Put the work in to help it grow. Ask people for help, but be strategic about that. Do your research and ask people who are experts in areas where you need help. That's the key message, because by me assembling my advisory board, that's when it really elevated things and really helped me focus on what I actually wanted to achieve with Wonder Women. And also, like we've said, just having the advisory board to be able to just lean on as and when I need to ask questions and just get a bit of guidance, really helps push you forward and believe in your own potential to really make it happen and make it even bigger and more successful than you actually thought it could ever be. So just go for it.
Yeah, and it is amazing. And the work that you're doing is amazing and you're impacting so many people. And can't wait to hear how it all goes on International Women's Day. And we should put a link to that in the show notes. Thank you so much, Rhea.
I must say as well, if there's anyone listening that would like to partner with us in the future with Wonder Women or the podcast or for our mentoring program, we'd love to hear from you. So do get in touch, and you can get in touch via wonderwomentv.com.
Amazing. I'm sure there will be loads of people that want to get involved, and it's just great to have you here today, Rhea. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. Giving you an e-hug.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.